Hello, welcome to Untitled Car Show. I am your host, Ike. Little late episode today, this week, and a little bit different than normal. So, typically, I would just do a recording with the guests and all that stuff and blah, blah, blah. For the long-time listeners, you'll know I used to do a few episodes a week. And when I did a few episodes a week, I would do an episode or two, where it was me just kind of doing my daily routine or, you know, just sitting around talking about cars all on my lonesome. How life is, you have a daughter, you have a wife and all that stuff and responsibility, so time gets away from you sometimes. So, I don't know, I just felt like doing a episode like that today. Literally just got interrupted by a telemarketer on my little mobile recording rig here, so I apologize if the recording quality isn't quite up to the usual snuff, whatever heck it is. So I'm outside working on the Volvo project. That's what you're hearing right now. So if you follow me on the social media, and you should be following me on the social media, I do post a lot up there. Not as often as I used to. Again, life and stuff. We should be back to kind of a normal routine here within the next couple of cycles of the show. So hopefully picking it back up in a couple days to maybe a week or two. No, or life could just get hectic again and the whole thing could just fall apart again. So, not on tight. What I'm doing right now is I'm working on the brakes. So I haven't really given a update on this project, so I figured I would do that. It's coming along well. So I know some of you were worried. I had a crisis of faith when it came to this thing, where it was like, am I ever going to get it done? Should I just go out and get something else different? And part of what I wanted to do was go out and get something specifically as like a time capsule of like the late 80s, early 90s, kind of the crazy last band of like odd, loopy. Sorry, I'm just freaked out by bees and there's one flying right around me. You know, Japanese culture and kind of like the influence it had on American designs too. And all that. A nut on your wheels should not sound like that, I'm guessing. Which I still would like to do. I would like to go out and I would actually like to get a Iron Duke Fiero or a like a soup, Mazda RX-7. Something with like pop-up headlights, wind-up windows, you know, kind of just that last vestige of like, you know, not anything goes, but close enough to it. It really means the same thing. So I'm interested if anyone else has any ideas. Like, obviously the budget is a lot less, like the Fiero I was looking at and almost got was, I think the final asking price was around $300, maybe $400, depending on how it all worked out in the end, but it didn't work out in the end, which wasn't in the curse and all that. Oh, come on, you damn wheel. I think I would remember that I had to jack up this rear suspension, too. So I'm going to go grab that. Boom. Multiple jacks are a very important thing. Multiple jacks. This jack is actually, so I got my typical floor jack running around, and I got my, the jack from the Volvo, but my favorite jack is actually the jack that came out of the 944. So, or 924, rather. I actually just sold that transaxle for 30 pennies. Helped some guy in Delaware. Save his 924, keep it on the road, a cracked transaxle. So that is a no bueno. So hopefully he can get that thing on the road. Very good. Yeah, he kind of conned me out of a couple of electrical bits too. But whatever. I didn't need him. Kind of frees up another project I have idea-wise. That means I can kind of work on the room. There we go. Anyway, not kind of off the kind of dot there because I'm sitting here jetting up the truck. Yeah, so the reason I ended up, well, not getting that Fiero is because I made a demand in the process that didn't really work out in the end. I wanted him to transport it over to me. I figured he had the ability to do that. Turns out he did not. I just got misunderstood what the hell he had in his capabilities. But, you know, a couple blocks, he got a truck. But I think it was a blessing in the end because the Volvo project, you know, this thing is basically a, you go one step forward, two steps back, and it's very easy for me to get frustrated with it, to be perfectly honest. And, you know, that's a shame. They don't want to be frustrated with this whole build. You know, you want to be making progress and getting to where you need to go and all that. And when it doesn't go that way, then you get kind of pissed off and you want to put the kibosh on it. So, I forget exactly which part I just kind of stalled out on, but it was more or less the clutch linkage, the transmission was giving me issues and all that. So what I ended up doing is, I remember exactly what it was. So let me give you kind of the round down. So I got to the point where I had the transmission installed. You know, it's very mounting location. Oop, I'm walking away from the recorder. That ain't gonna work. So, gotta keep that close to me. So I got that installed. I went out and I purchased the drive shaft and the yoke that should have worked and my measurements and all that. And it didn't work. So I was getting, you know, every time I do something, I gotta go back and forth with it, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just one of those things you get to that point and get frustrated, like, what the heck am I doing? So, that's when I started looking again at, like, well, how much can I get for this project? And, you know, you get your little alert, like, here's a vehicle for sale, like, 6 blocks from you, and that's a Fiero. I'm like, that's really tempting. It's got the Iron Duke. It's got a manual transmission. It's the 88, which is the year I want. It's the last year they made them. It's got wind-up windows and all that. I was like, you know, maybe this is a sign or whatever. Not a particularly, you know, spiritual person, but whatever. So, yeah. So I went ahead and that's why I was getting frustrated. So, sitting down, doing my research like I always do, and it ended up being, you know, doing my measurements, and I went, well, I can actually just use the stock front half shaft off of a stock 740, and I can just swap over the yoke, because the yoke should be the same size. Now, it turns out I was a little wrong on the size difference, but not enough or made any difference. So I was able to put a little bit of, you know, Ike ingenuity into it, mock up the transmission, and now the Volvo actually does move under its own power. I just got to get the clutch working so it'll work. Looks like a move without having to start it in gear, which is a problem. So, that's what's going on here for the break. So that's where that kind of stood, or that's where it stands right now. So what I'm doing right now is I'm on the driver's side brake, like drum brake setup, I guess is what it would technically be. And it's, a little different. We'll see how this whole thing works out. So, what it needs to be able to do is I'm just basically able to, put on different brakes in a couple of, when I get the project closer to the end of it all. So, all I need to do is get it to the point where I can, move and stop, which is kind of, I guess, the most important thing our car can do is be able to move and be able to stop. So, cross that bridge and we get to that right now is what I'm looking at. And I got a brake line up front I can take a look at for the drum brakes, not the drum brakes, for the disc brakes. I keep messing that up for some reason. And that should give me more mobile. So, question is, I lost basically when I cleaned out and moved the Volvo out of the garage, I lost a lot of the brake hardware, and finding a Volvo 740 brake rebuild for a drum brake is no good. So I kind of just playing it by little bits and pieces I can piece back together. Isn't too hard. I mean, it's just basically a pretty stock brake system. So, Jeremy won't do it. I go rifling through all my shit. It's fun, right? That's what people like to do. They like to listen to people rifle through shit. Oh, yeah. So, all in all, not too difficult a process. And I'm hoping to get this thing up and running here soon. So while I kind of rifle through all this, I can tell you kind of what else needs to happen. You get the front brake line fixed. There's one brake line that I had to cut to get the whole thing out of the vehicle in the first place, which means there's now no brakes at all for the vehicle. No good. Stock brake shoe. Looking for odds and ends here. Right going through. I'm sorry if this is loud and obnoxious. I'm trying to make it not loud and as not obnoxious as possible. Yep. My organizational skills suck, which is one thing I have really learned in this whole process. Guess it could be much worse. So it's kind of where that all stands. And so as I continue to work on the project in the background, I'll kind of give you updates on what we're going to show and all that. And I got this in my hand, I got the clutch thing in my hand. I'm going to go take a look and see if that's going to work. I don't think so, but it might work. It's nice, you pull the clutch setup. It'll work. Plus into the Volvo here. So, the show, we're going to continue to do the weekly thing with the guests most weeks. Okay, pretty close to fitting in here. I'm just going to go around the distribution block. So I have to take off the old hand. You know, guest each week, blah, blah, blah. But it really comes down to through here. I know you can't see this, but that makes it more fun, doesn't it? Okay, this is going to work out really well. This might actually work out without having any modified at all. is what I like. Likey-likey. Actually, use that bolt right there. I'm going to grab that right now. I'm sitting here looking at it. And then we're going to, so the idea is just keep putting them out every Wednesday, super early. And we might have a couple of weeks like this where I do appreciate your patience, and we do, you know, early Thursday, because so what ended up happening is I was having issues with the Wi-Fi here. We had a bunch of bad storms last week. It was just one of those things where I didn't want to have a spotty guest coverage. You know, the guests will be coming up in a week or so as you hear this, or 2 weeks as you hear this. Time is weird when you record stuff a week in advance, and then don't record a week in advance. So, as that kind of happens, it's going to be, so I just didn't want to put out something kind of no good. So when we have stuff like that, there might be some stuff that gets delayed or pushed back to, you know, later in the week. So if you don't see an episode out on, you know, Monday or on a Wednesday, there will be probably an episode like this coming out later in the week. Try to keep it maybe Wednesday, maybe not, depends on what you said, right? Something like that? College jokes. Or not college jokes. I don't know. I never went. Who knows? We'll just take 2 volts while we're at it. So that's how that works. My plan is, I don't know if you've heard the, if you haven't heard the Clear Cut guys talk about the voicemail line and all the good stuff that's going on there with that. We're going to be coming out with kind of, the idea is we're going to be putting out a Google Voice thing that I will be responding to, you know, topics or questions that you can call in and give me, you know, what am I terrible at doing and, you know, what am I good at doing or, like, what should I talk about and all that stuff. So, they used to have the call-in shows. But I haven't had one of those in a while just because of my time problems. So I kind of want to make it doable again to do those. So I think that's how we're going to handle that. And I am busy today. Well, the problem is I'm trying to do 2 things at once, and I'm not used to doing 2 things at once. Well, actually, it's more like 4 things at once. With the way this whole system works out, because I am out here talking to you all, trying to think of what the next topic is going to be, and I'm trying to work on the file at the same time. And that is not a skill I have quite honed yet. I need a bolt that will work with this. Otherwise, this is not going to work. So that's kind of the plan with all of that. Look at that. That might work. So look out for that. I'll put out a Google Voice, and the idea is going to be if you want me to talk about something or want me to deal with a specific topic in the automotive world, or you just want to call and explain, I'm going to have a voicemail number out. We can do that. And my idea is I'm hoping a week so that you can call and bitch at me. I think that works well. One of the things that kind of sets what I do here apart from like a smoking tire, you know, all the other better podcasts is, you know, I do a lot more, I think, in the audio medium. A lot of them are moving towards YouTube stuff and like, well, we do this and, you know, half in YouTube and half not in YouTube and half of it's in the visual medium. And, you know, I adore those guys. I think a lot of them are doing a lot of great stuff and doing a lot better than I am. I would never rate them for how they do it, but what I like about what I do is that it's me. You know, this is a conversation we can have, you know, while you're on the way to work, and the commute and all that. So we really don't have to get tied up with, you know, labeling or whatever. I don't know, is that what some of the people do? Do people still label stuff? Not that whole thing would work. I think it's kind of, I'm not going to work with this. Big old box of bolts and no nuts. Pretty much like high school, I guess. Yeah, so that's kind of the plan. So I'm moving towards doing, in theory, then 2 episodes a week. Once we do that, so we'll have a Wednesday show, and I'm, you know, gonna put it out there when we start doing it. What a day of the week would you all want to be, you know, for that episode to come out? I know a lot of people listen to the show. I can see it on Mondays, so I don't want to cannibalize into my own recording on my own downloads, I guess. So if there's another day of the week that you could use more Ike on your commute or, you know, for whatever reason, just let me know and I'll try and make it happen. That one might be a better bolt. Yeah, just kind of let me know. If any of you have a picture of a 740 brake system, let me know too, because I could use that one now, to be honest. Put that away. What are you saying? Looks like the breakout just happened, guys. So, or not? I got a good bolt for it. We'll see. That's how that's going to work. I'm leaning towards putting it out Sunday, so we'll have like a Sunday Wednesday thing going on. So. I don't know, if you get a big spike on Monday. So, that's how deep that whole thing goes. And I'm going back and forth between 2 things, but it doesn't very much. So, because I can't do we're going to bust out the tap and die so I can do the not a work for it. Well, this is going to be my first real test. Because the die is, oh no. Yeah, I'm going to be tapping this hole. There it is. That's where that's going to be. So hopefully Wednesdays, Sundays will work for y'all. If not, we'll have the number up and call and complain about what day of the week it comes out of. Yeah, that's how that's going to work. The Volvo project not done. There's that. That's going to work with that. Is this because this, that's written in it, or is this because it's something else? What we got? Or is it because it's a net frame cruise? Is that to happen with that? Or is this the something else? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Yeah. This is going to work as well as I would like it to. So right now I'm looking at the tap and die set, and I got this bolt, and it is working. It's threading on some of the way, and then it kind of stops on 2 of these thread courses. So question is, how do I get that resolved without screwing up the bolt. You only have to put so many bolts. Let me see this one. So that's how that's going to work. And if you got ideas for guests or you are listening to the show and you're like, I want to be on the show, like I think I got the capability and all that, just let me know. Which reminds me, I got to talk to someone. Send them a Skype. methods, and if you know who you are, who I'm referring to, and you think it might be you, send me that message on Skype. So that's how that's all going to work. Let me run this through. It's here. I don't know how that's not supposed to work. Yeah, this bolt must be just scored up and ungood. Or it is very possible that the Harbor Freight shit that I have is not great either. And that would be the first time Harbor Freight ever told me anything that was kind of shitty. So let me just find the one that goes along with this half inch and do. That's not it. Yeah, we'll get this sorted out. Is that the leader? Just looking around, trying to find one that matches up with the threads closest. And then we're going to want to look here and see if it goes with that tap and that die. That's all fun. So yeah, so while I'm sitting here doing all this, I'm not going to continue to bore you all with all this boring shit. So that's kind of where that's at. So look out for all that stuff. Probably an update on Sunday, if not sooner. And like I said, just watch all the social media stuff. So if you like what you hear, tell a friend, loved one, coworker, go listen to the archives on the YouTube site. Which I know I just bad mouth people doing it on YouTube, but I do it for a slightly different reason. Just because archiving on Podomatic, which is my hosting site, costs a little bit more. So, yeah, that's one of the things. Like, do you go out and get yourself the Podomatic and do blah, 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 blah? Or do you go to a pillow and all that stuff? I'm just basically ranting right now. So, thanks everyone for listening. Follow me on social media, Adam Powder's Car Show. Have a good night, have a good evening, wherever, whatever time it is there. Thanks so much for listening. Be safe out there.